So today I have a little bit of a special episode. I had the pleasure of having Andy Pudicombe, the founder of my favorite meditation app, Headspace, a crazy successful entrepreneur, in the studio with me at Radio Disney a few weeks ago. And his episode on Fearless Everyday premieres this Friday. And I'm really excited because I managed to film the whole episode with him in the studio at Disney and can only air parts of that on Fearless Every Day. So this is the full unedited interview with Andy, and you can check out the edited interview on Fearless Every Day. But this interview will hopefully inspire you guys to take a step back, to take care of your mental health, to do what you love. As Andy has shown, he had to take some time off and step back, and that's how he came up with the idea for Headspace. So I encourage you all to download the app if you are looking for any specific type of questions or advice or opinions on how to use Headspace. Please get in touch with me. Also, there is the kids section as well as the mindful eating section. So this app has a ton to offer, and I look forward to your feedback on this episode. I will talk to you guys soon, and make sure to follow This Is Life Unfiltered on social media at This Is Life Podcast, and myself, Alexa Curtis, at Alexa_Curtis, and use the hashtag Fearless Every Day on social media with me so I know what you guys are doing every single week that gets you out of your comfort zone.
Awesome. Well, I use your app every morning. Okay. So I know everything about Headspace. I did an Instagram poll yesterday, and a lot of people, I was so excited because I said I was interviewing you today, and I was like, does anybody use Headspace? And everyone was like, yes, yes, yes.
Amazing.
Everyone uses it. I have one of my biggest inspirations in the studio. He started an app called Headspace. Andy Pudicombe is in the office today for Fearless Every Day. Andy, thank you so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me in.
You started an app that changed my life. I talk a lot to everyone who listens to Fearless Every Day and on my social media about how I've battled anxiety and depression, especially when I was younger and going through middle school and high school. And the minute I downloaded Headspace, I felt like all of my anxiety and depression slowly started to go away. So can you tell me how Headspace started?
Can you tell me how long have you been using it?
Oh my gosh. Probably, I want to say for a year now. I just got to like 23 out of 25 on the stress chapter.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You have to explain. A lot of people who are listening probably don't know about Headspace.
We'll get into that. I was just interested. It's just helpful to know kind of, I think very often, you know, with these kind of things, people expect sort of really quick results. And I think it can have like really immediate benefits, but also it's helpful to kind of know that actually it's over kind of like a period of time that these changes sort of take place. But we started Headspace, me and a friend, about 10 years ago. So it's something that probably people have only heard about maybe more recently, as it's become sort of better known. But yeah, we got together 10 years ago to start working on Headspace.
And you're one of the older guests we've had in the studio, but you have created such an incredible company over a long period of time. Yeah. It seems like maybe Headspace has been overnight, but you've been working on this for a while.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was 10 or 11 when I started learning meditation. That was when it became kind of really relevant to me. I was 21 when I set off and became a Buddhist monk. And then I was away for a sort of 10 years or so. So it's actually taken like a long time. I'm sure I'm very old compared to most people that come into the studio, but it's actually taken a really long time to kind of learn those skills and find a way to be able to deliver them in a way that's kind of, useful for people.
And to clarify, meditating is basically breathing techniques, right?
Yeah. So many different types and styles of meditation, but ultimately the way we teach it at Headspace is how can you be less distracted? How can you use your breath as a point of focus so you can be less distracted, feel more calm, more peace of mind, maybe more creative, whatever it might be you're looking for in your life.
Back when I was in middle school, Headspace wasn't around. So that was some time ago. But when I think about it, if I had started using Headspace when I was in middle school or high school, I would have learned so much about breathing and how it really helps ease your stress and anxiety. Do you notice that a lot of kids now are using the app?
Yeah, I'm genuinely blown away. So we only launched the app about 6 years ago. For a few years, we just did events. And I'd say we launched the kids section about 3 years ago. And we really didn't know kind of what the appetite for it was. We started out with three sections, 5 and under, 6 to 8, and 9 to 11. And we tried to kind of come up with content that helped them relax, help them get to sleep at night, to feel less anxious, to feel more kind, whatever it might be. And we genuinely didn't know kind of what the appetite was. And it's been huge. I think partly from parents with younger kids kind of desperately wanting their kids to get to sleep at night. But also for older children who are going through a lot of transition, changing schools, feeling anxiety about their social groups, feeling anxiety about their exams and grades at school, perhaps occasionally, unfortunately, being bullied at school as well. So I feel like we can be, it's not the only answer, but it's a support for people going through those situations.
And most of the options on the app, you only need 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's in the kids section, like it's as little as 1 minute. For 5 and unders, it's as little as 1 minute. So I'd say in the kids section, it's between 1 and 10 minutes.
But how can 1 minute of just breathing and getting in tune with your mind, how can it change a kid's life?
Yeah, you know, I still don't, I mean, I can, scientifically, we kind of know that it does. I'm still not sure I'm able to kind of answer, and I'm still surprised. When I finished my meditation training, my assumption was anything less than an hour was kind of pointless, you know. And then as over time, over the last kind of, you know, 10, 15 years, we discovered that actually it's more about sort of frequency. It's more about the quality rather than the quantity. And actually, we're so busy most of the time. We're so stimulated. We're so kind of distracted that it only takes a really small, short period of time to make a very significant difference from how we live the rest of our life. So if we can focus on our breath, just for 60 seconds, I would argue even just 30 seconds, we can start to feel some of the benefits.
When you download the app, because I know, but a lot of our listeners probably don't know what it's like when you go on Headspace and what the experience is. But in the kids section specifically, what can kids or parents expect to find when they download Headspace?
So within the app, we designed the kids section very much to be used along, especially in the kind of earlier years, to be used alongside kind of parents. The idea is that you can engage in it together, that it's something that's kind of enjoyable and kind of fun to do as you get a little bit older, to sort of do that on your own.
So even when you're, for example, at the dinner table or at lunch with maybe even some of your friends or your parents, you think you could meditate?
I mean, I'm not sure about the dinner table, but like if you imagine kind of getting home from school, or maybe it's kind of in the evening just before you go into bed, or it's first thing in the morning just as you wake up, we have loads and loads of families who do it together in that way. And I think it's a really nice way to connect as a family as well. And more and more, we're disconnected as our families, especially kind of mobile devices and everything else. We're, even when we're together, we're not really kind of together. So I think having that opportunity to connect in that way and do something together can be really nice.
And what's the difference between meditation and mindfulness? Because meditation, again, like I said, is basically breathing techniques.
Yeah, so this is a great question. So you're right. I think often in meditation, you can use breathing techniques or visualizations to sort of calm the mind. But for me, and my guess is for you as well, like, so where you saw the real value wasn't necessarily in when you took that time out to sit down and close your eyes. It was actually how that made you feel throughout the rest of the day and in difficult situations that arose. So the easy way to think about it is mindfulness, that's the rest of the day. Like, how can you be more present, less distracted, more calm, like throughout the rest of the day? And that's mindfulness, just being present. But it's really hard to do that. So we need a skill to learn how to be more mindful, and that's meditation. So we take a couple of minutes out, we calm down, we feel more relaxed, and we then carry that quality of mind into the rest of our day.
It can be really confusing sometimes as well, I think, when you first download Headspace or when you first get into meditation or breathing techniques, because it's so hard to turn your mind off. And a lot of young kids, when they're on social media or on the internet, especially before bed.
I get it. A lot of old people too.
Yeah, everyone. Everyone's dealing with stress and anxiety, you guys.
Yeah, I think The number one thing actually with learning any of these exercises is that just because you sit down to do an exercise called Headspace or meditation, whatever you want to call it, doesn't mean that your mind is going to stop thinking. The mind will still think. So don't think that you're doing something wrong. Equally, don't be discouraged thinking that you're not kind of doing it well enough or you're not learning it fast enough. That is the process to begin with. Get distracted all the time. And then slowly, slowly, you get a little bit less distracted, a little bit less, until eventually one day you sit down and you're like, oh, wow, my mind's so calm. That's really nice. I'm going to do that again tomorrow.
That's what I found when I first started using it, is it took a solid period of time to really learn how to, quote unquote, turn my mind off and kind of make it really calm. But it's a learning process.
It is. And I always think of it a little bit like sort of exercise. You know, if we're learning a new sport, a new skill, or if we're sort of out running or something like that, we don't immediately start off where we want to kind of get to, right? We start off like little and often, and we slowly kind of build it up, and we get fitter or we get better at the sport. And over time, we get to a point where, oh, actually, we're not too bad at that. And the same thing with meditation.
A lot of people also might look up to you as now this very successful creator of this awesome app. But did you ever deal with anxiety, or were you ever bullied even when you were younger?
Yeah, for sure. I think, and I actually think it's having gone through those things that enables me to teach now. You know, I think it's, if you haven't gone through those things, I think it's really difficult actually to recognize where a person's coming from in that situation. And I definitely experienced quite strong bouts of anxiety in my teens. I only found out later on kind of that it was what a panic attack was. Kind of at the time, I wouldn't have even kind of known. I don't think it was even talked about in
that way.
What
is a panic attack too?
Like when you just feel so anxious, so overwhelmed that you almost can't breathe, you know, and it's quite, it feels, I think most people feel quite sort of panicked in that situation.
I used to have panic attacks every time I would take a test in school.
So you know, right? And it's really overwhelming, and it's not often understood by people around you. So I think going through that and having periods of depression and everything else, kind of like that is really, although at the time it's incredibly painful, I really believe that it's those things in life that help us better understand our mind, our relationships. It encourages us to dig deeper, to find meaning and purpose in our life, and ultimately to go on and do brilliant things that we want to do.
Yeah, that's so inspirational. So now when you look back and you think about maybe all the times that you felt really alone or really stressed, do you kind of think, oh, this really made me who I am today? And I'm proud now that you've been through whatever you've gone through?
I look back and I wouldn't want anything to be different. No matter how, you know, whether it was kind of really serious, kind of physical illness, whether it was emotional discomfort, whether it was a mind that was overwhelmed and busy, whether it was being teased kind of when I was younger, like all of those things have been part of the journey, and the journey is so kind of rich. I'm very happy that that's been part of it.
So you guys, now when you think of any time you're stressed or anxious, really just get in tune with your mind and do whatever makes you feel happy, whether it's meditating or using Headspace or even going on a run.
Yeah, and the biggest thing I would say is it's really difficult, like, but try not to resist it. Like the resistance is part of our stress. So when we feel anxious, anxiety on its own is bad enough. But if we then add layers of kind of, oh, I don't like feeling like this. This is terrible. I wish I could get rid of it. How am I going to get rid of it? And we start thinking in that way. We just add more and more layers of stress on top of it. So as much as possible, although it feels counterintuitive, allow yourself to feel whatever you feel. Allow yourself to feel. And in time, those feelings begin to pass.
And obviously the name of my show is Fearless Every Day, which is getting out of your comfort zone and doing something different. And if you first start meditating when you download Headspace, you might feel really out of your comfort zone.
I mean, it is such an alien feeling. I don't know how you felt when you first did it.
Oh my gosh, I was so confused because I can't ever get my mind to turn off, and now I can.
Yeah, and I think just we are always busy doing things. And so to sit down and not do anything other than follow the breath is a really alien feeling for most people. So don't be surprised if it feels very strange. Don't be put off if for the first few sessions it feels a bit uncomfortable. It's perfectly normal, but I think most people settle into it quite quickly.
I love getting out of my comfort zone. Well, Andy, my last question for you is, what have you done over the past month or even few weeks that made you feel super fearless or got you out of your comfort zone?
So I have two very young children, and one is 18 months and one is 4 years old, and they regularly take me out of my comfort zone. My four-year-old especially he's like a whirlwind. And every time I think, oh, he's growing up a little bit and everything's kind of settling down at home, he reminds me that he's still really young and full of energy. And I find the kids really, really grounding, and they keep me on my toes. And they, you know, with meditation, with mindfulness, some people might think you kind of get to a point where you never need to kind of practice that stuff anymore. I think it's a journey for life. And my kids remind me every day that it's a journey for life.
So you're always doing something out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, always.
And especially with your kids. Well, yeah. Hopefully when they're a little older, you guys can both come back, all three
That'd
of you,
awesome.
And talk about how that. You use mindfulness in your real life. But Andy, where can we find you as well as Headspace for everyone who doesn't know?
Yeah, so Headspace, you can just download from whatever app store you use, anywhere in the world. So right now we have over 35 million people in the community in 190 countries around the world. So you can download the app wherever you are. We're working on translations at the moment. So even if you don't speak English, hopefully we'll meet you there soon. I'm just Andy Puddick. I'm on Twitter and on Instagram, and you can follow Headspace on Instagram and Twitter as well.
Well, you're amazing. And also it's your voice across the app.
It is.
So you record everything. So if you like listening to Andy's voice right now, maybe you even feel relaxed. I always feel super not stressed when I hear his voice. That's what you'll hear all over Headspace.
It is. I think we worked out the other day, I think over the last 6 years, we spent about 2,000 hours in the recording studio. There's about 1,000 hours of content on the app right now.
We had a guest in the studio last week who said she spends so much time in the recording studio. But when you really love your job and what you do, a lot of times it doesn't feel like work.
It's a dream. People come in and they visit the studio and they ask if they can come in and sit down. And they come in and they go, oh, it's so peaceful in here. Because all we do is meditate in there. Like that's the whole thing. And it's actually a really peaceful place to go each day. I'm very, very lucky to have the job that I do.
I bet. Well, congratulations and thank you again. And make sure to download the Headspace app or even check out Headspace on social media, because the Instagram Headspace has so many cute, fun pictures that you guys will probably like looking at. And also take some time to maybe even ask your parents about how they de-stress, because a lot of your parents, I bet, also use Headspace.
Do you know, it's such a good point. And we recently did a trial in schools with 6 to 9 year olds. And we asked not only the kids to do it, but we asked the teachers to join in, and we asked kind of the parents to get involved as well. And I think that's where the magic happens. We interviewed all of them afterwards. And we interviewed the teachers, and it was kind of like, okay, so what was the experience? Kids transitioned so much better, and they were more focused when they were working. They had more fun when they were kind of relaxing. And then we asked the kids, what happened with the teachers? And they were like, it's great. The teachers don't get so angry anymore, and they don't shout at us anymore. And I love that, because it's a relationship, right? And we've had teenagers write in and say, I don't use Headspace myself, but my parents have started using Headspace. Thank you. Because now they actually kind of, they have a bit more patient with me, they're a bit kinder to me. And for me, it's knowing that it's not just us on our own in this world. Like, we all live surrounded by other people, whether it's our family, our friends. And knowing that the impact that we all have on each other, I think that's where the real magic happens.
I love that you bring that up, especially because a lot of people, and especially kids, don't think about talking to their parents or talking to teachers at their school because they might feel embarrassed or even ashamed. But really, everyone's dealing with something and everyone finds their own way to cope with it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so important to find that voice and be confident, fearless in expressing kind of how we feel in our life. And when you learn these exercises, not only do you learn to listen to your own mind, but you also learn to listen to the minds of others. So when people come to you, like as an individual, and say, hey, I'm struggling, you're able to be there for them, for your friends. So I think that's a massive part of it as well.
Well, Andy, thank you for being so fearless. Thank you so much for stopping by Fearless every day.
Pleasure.
And I encourage all of you guys to get out of your comfort zone this week and this whole month. And maybe that'll be potentially downloading Headspace, and you can call in on Friday and let me know how your first Headspace experience was. Thank you again,
Amazing.
Andy, and we will see you so soon.
Thanks, Alexa.
Bye.
Thank you.